Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful song, my goodness, what's happening, everybody? How are y'all doing today? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and we want to just have a good time here. We're going to have a smooth, good time here on Solar Records Radio. We started out with the stylistics, and man, we're going to keep it going. We're going to have a great time, and I tell you, when I went to see those guys perform in an old school party, it was serious. They were really, really good, and I really enjoyed myself, and I want to keep on enjoying myself. I hope you guys are having a good time so far. I hope you had a blessed day so far. God has blessed you, and you're good, and you're having, you know, whatever it takes to just enjoy yourself and be good in it, okay, guys? So we're going to do just that here at Solar Records Radio. We're going to be good in it. We're going to have a good time together and play some great music for you. And so let's get back and don't look back. Don't look back. We're going to have a good time. We're going to keep going forward. We're going to keep looking forward. You know, when we get confused by looking back, we get, you know, not only does it distract us from where we're going, but it takes away the time that, you know, you've already lost that time. That time is gone. Looking backwards is, you know, looking in the rearview mirror. It's done. It's over. You've passed it. You've moved on. Keep going forward. Stay focused on where you're going and just go forward and be forced to do the right thing for you and your future and your family and your loved ones and your friends. And just, you know, I tell you, sometimes we look back, we go, oh, man, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I should go back. Maybe I feel so bad. Maybe I should go and help them. And maybe they'll change their mind this time. Maybe this time they'll say, okay, I'm sorry. We can work it out. We can work this thing out. Yeah, maybe. It's a lot of maybes. But going forward, there's no maybes. There's definites. We're definitely going forward, and we're definitely going to do this. And whatever God brings to us, that's what we're going to hold on to. And you just keep going forward, because relationships can be such a drag, such a confusing situation where you just get caught up in somebody else's drama. And before you know it, you're hurting. You're sad. You're like, I wish I didn't do that. Why did I do that? Why did I go back? Why did I give them another chance? You know, so just go forward. You know, there's some of you that have gone back and made the best out of it. Hallelujah. But I'm talking to the ones that haven't. I'm talking to the young ones that are just trying to get going here and trying to enjoy their life. And we can't get caught up in nonsense and silliness and other people's dramas, things that they've created for themselves that caused them their confusion, and now it's confusing you. You don't need that. You don't deserve that. You need to deal with your own drama, your own confusion, right? Your own stuff. And so we're talking college students that just going to college. Stay focused. Focus. Focus. Keep going forward. Look for the goals. Look for what God is helping you to turn yourself into. What is it that you've been praying about? Then you're doing your work. You signed up for college, you know, and so you did your grades good enough that you got in there. And so now just keep going. Keep focusing. Trust and believe that God loves you and that you are blessed right where you are, and you're going to be good. But you've got to keep the wheels going. You've got to believe, and you got to trust him. Don't look back, whatever you do, because that can be the confusing part. And sometimes when we look back, we get so lost. We get so lost. And then we get confused. And then we're like, wow, what did I do? Why did I do that? Oh, man, what did I do to myself? So, with that being said, don't look back. Like I told you, don't.
If it's love that you're running from, there's no hiding place. Oh yeah, if
I want to sing it.
So many things.
But I got to go get my friend. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. I promise.
Takes right. So here, guys, here on Solar Records Radio, we want to just keep the music going. We want to enjoy this music and this time together here on Throwback Thursday. And so it is warm here in Texas, but I know other parts of the country is cold, so let us keep you warm.
Got that.
Let me But y'all the girl, she fooled me this time. She acted like I was the last thing on her mind. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind? I just wanna change my mind. Baby, let me change my mind. As I took those steps would make me change my mind. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind? Please, 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 baby. I just want to change my mind.
My goodness gracious, that boy, you know, it's so funny because, you know, you're just thinking about it. You know, you think about these guys, they,
or girls,
you know, we get into these relationships and it's not just all about fun and games, right? We think that we got into something and we're just going to have a good time. Oh, man, she's fine. Woo! Oh, he's good looking. Man, I'm going to have a good time with this person. And then you go out with them and you have a good time. Thankfully, you had a great time. And then you go out with again and you have another good time. And it's like, this is on and on and on. And then the third time you go out and it's not so good. It's a little sad, as a matter of fact. You know, they're hurting about something. And you're like, as opposed to saying, hey, what's wrong? How can I help you? You're disappointed. And so what happens is that we sometimes get caught up in our own drama. We get caught up in our own stuff as opposed to what other people are going through. And so I'm just asking you to open up the lenses here and try to be there for other people. Don't make it all about you and what you need and your desires, even though that is important. You know, that is really important. We need to make sure that we're good, but at the same time, if you're dating someone, if you're liking someone, if you want to invest in them, which pretty much is dating, then you need to completely invest. And a lot of us will half step. We kind of like, I'm going to give you part of me, but I'm not giving you all of me. I've been there and I'm not doing that again. I've been hurt and I'm not going through that no more. And so what ends up happening is you end up having the same situation all over again because you did not apply yourself. You didn't apply love. You did not give love a chance. Love needed a chance, and you didn't give it a chance. And sometimes people will just check you out. They'll just say, let me just see if, you know, if he even cares about, you know, what I'm going through. And they'll say, well, you know, my situation at home is not so good. I'm really concerned about my brother who's, you know, taking advantage of my mother and stuff. And it's just hard. And I'm just, you know, and then you go, well, you know, we'll pray about it. Let's keep on moving. No, we can't get stuck. And it's like, wait a minute. Hold on. You know, that could work for some people. For some people, it won't work because they don't feel like they have your heart. They don't feel like that you're connecting to them. And so let's say this is the third time that we've gone out. And so within the third time, let's say we went out once a week. So this is the third week. Now, we've invested some time on the phone, for sure. And we've gotten to talk and get to know each other and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, even if you don't get what you want out of the relationship, at least give what they need so that they could be okay. And then you can continue to look for the person that you're looking for, you know. But at least be man enough or woman enough to just say, hey, you got my heart. I think, you know, let me see, well, how can I help you? What can I do? And so that's all I'm saying. It's just, you know, don't make relationships always about you. Make it about the other person as well. And you just never know. You may end up finding the person of your life that way. That person may be the best thing that's ever happened to you. So please, please, please give it a chance, okay? All right, this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. Much love to all you guys. May God protect you and may God be with you. We love you here and we appreciate you very, very much. All right, guys, let's keep it going here on Solar Records Radio.
Just the robins are there. Most of all, what they do.
That was, you know, some of the fun stuff that we did when we were performing, you know, your old school artists. We're performing and we get to just go into like just a groove, right? And just hold that groove and ride it and just like I was talking to a young man yesterday, D. Lucas, who we interviewed, and he said that, you know, like the records are one thing, but live performing is a whole nother story. And what he means by that is that, you know, we go in the studio and we record and we have a good time recording and it's great. And it comes out better sometimes than we expect and sometimes not as good as we expect, but it is what it is. But when you go onto the stage, and you have that energy coming from the crowd, that seduces you in a way it motivates you. It gets you like feeling better than you probably ever felt. And it's like, oh, I can do this. They believe I can do it. I believe I can do it. That's why I'm up here. Let's do it. And you give so much more of yourself, and you're willing to go for that extra thing. And that extra thing is the performance. That extra thing is the performance. And the people appreciate you going out your way to do that. And so that's why the records, yes, those are great, and people buy them, and we love you and thank you so much. But when we go live, it's a whole nother story. And it's a great story. It's the real story. It's the truth of who I am. I am now out there all by myself. You know, so anyway, guys, I don't want to get caught too much up in it, but it's just so good. Live performing is so good. So anyway, come and see Dynasty when we come out there. We're coming. We're coming. I'm getting messages left and right. We're coming. God is good and he's faithful. And so we're going to do this thing here on Solar Records Radio. Man. Anyway, guys, so we got about another hour left in this show. We did an hour already. Man, that's so good. Time flies when you're having a good time, right? I tell you. Well, thanks, guys, so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate you here at Solar Records Radio. Right, Greg? And we want y'all to know that, man. We do appreciate you, and we honor you guys, and we admire you guys, and thank you, because you have so many other choices, and if you choose to hang out with us, what a blessing that is. So thank you.
I can't have a life if I can't have it with you. I know I couldn't adjust to any other life. Baby, please don't take your love from me. I know a man ain't supposed to cry. Baby, if you leave me, I swear I don't know what I'll do. Please don't take your love from me.
right. Woo, my goodness gracious. I got to tell you, man, that was a group called the Jets. And I enjoyed working with the Jets. They were one of those amazing groups, a beautiful young group with just great entertainment. I mean, they were really, really, how do I say this? They were really, really good. They were young. They came from Florida, and it was very interesting. Hey guys, what's going on here? We are going live right now. Oh my God, look at me. I look crazy, Lord. So anyway, when I go live, it's always like, oh, why did you do that? And so, but the Jets were, as a matter of fact, oh, look, let me see. Their record is somewhere right there, up at the top, right there on the left side, right there. And so, or on your right, my left, I don't know. But anyway, it's right there behind me. Right above the gold is the platinum. And so that was the Jets album. That song is on that album. And so we had the great privilege of working with them. And, you know, we had a great A&R director, and he passed away. Rest in peace. And but anyway, getting to the story, these kids, you know, we, Joey Gallo and myself, we had them in studio, and this is in Devonshire studio out in the valley. And they came to the studio, and so and they were little kids, and but beautiful, and their heart was in the right place, and all I wanted was to be treated right. Unfortunately, their manager didn't treat them right. He just basically took advantage of them. And so, but we didn't know that at the time. We were thinking everything was great. And so we were doing our part. And so we produced them and had a great time working with them. And there was a couple of tense moments when I was really not real happy with my partner, Joey Gallo, at the time. But I love Joey. And but Joey is Joey, you know, and he was just like really like trying to push this kid to do the part right, do it right, do it right. And I couldn't take because I'm only looking at it's a child, you know, even though the child is in a man's workplace or a woman's workplace, it's still a child to me. So I think you have to like change your approach. But Joey was just doing Joey. And so, he pushed his way and I, you know, I left, I had to leave. I couldn't take it. And so I left and then I came back. And so I said, let me work with them on the vocals. 'Cause the girl broke down. She couldn't do it. The boy broke down. Everybody was just stressed out because it was his approach was just too hard. And so I ended up doing the vocals with them. We got it done. And thank God we got it done. But these kids were just amazing. The song that you just heard was by another one of my late friends by the name of Jerry Knight. He the bass. He played keyboards and everything, guitar, and all that stuff. And he wrote and produced that with his partner. And I loved Jerry. Jerry was my. We were both signed to A&M Records. And so we both had our own rooms connected. Our rooms were connected. Like my wall was his wall. And so there's my room and his room was on the other side of that wall. And I could hear him in there pumping stuff. I'm like, man, look at this guy. And so he was my motivation, actually. I was like, okay, cool, there's people. And so I would come and I would pump my stuff, he pump his stuff. And we had a really good time. We really were a blessing to each other. And I used to go to his house for Bible study. We were just that close. And man, oh man, God bless you, brother. Thank you, Jerry Knight, for giving us that great hit. It's still playing. We're still, and we'll always play it as long as we can. Anyway. So we are here still doing the show. I am in the second half of the show, And so I did say something earlier. I told everybody about the show, told them we were going to be doing the show. And so here we are doing our thing. We're not sure where Mr. Don Fleming is, but someone's texting me. Uh-oh, that's Greg. Y'all know Greg, right? Greg is busy. He's a busy character. And Crush on You, and it was top 10 in Australia. Yes. And I'm just and the guy that the co-producer was Aaron Carter. Okay, thank you. So we really there was a song before that. Just get your love from me. Don't take your love from me. Oh man, the Manhattans, I believe that was. Those guys were just, oh man. They were amazing. Don't Take Your Love From Me. I love that song so much. And I just, you know, they just had a way with their harmonies. And so I just wanted to say to them, my brother-in-law turned me on to them. And Juan Marshall turned me on to these guys. And I really enjoyed that their music. I was like, man, listen to these harmonies. Listen to these guys. They are just so cool. And so, and I've been playing their stuff ever since. So that's just the way it is. But anyway, guys, this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. Much love to all you guys. And hello to everybody. I see Shalimar in the back there. Y'all see Shalimar back there on my wall? Shalimar is going to be coming to the United States. They have done like 36 gigs, shows in the UK. And so now they are growing. They are doing their thing again. And so Jeffrey and Howard and Carolyn Griffey are going to be coming to the United States and bringing it here. So congratulations to those guys. I wish them all the best. And may God bless them, and we'll get them on and chop it up with them. Last week I had Lavelle from the Whispers on the show, and Jeffrey Daniels was on the show, and Jeffrey's like, hey Lavelle, we're gonna see you right in the summer, right? And Lavelle goes, oh yeah, and so they're gonna be doing a little show. I shouldn't say a little show, but they're gonna be doing a show. And you know, it would be nice if Dynasty could open the show. That would be amazing. Wow. That would be so cool to be able to have a small Solar Galaxy of Stars tour again. And so we'll pray about that and see what could happen because, that would be great. That would be awesome. So I been getting messages, and I'm going to follow up on these messages and see what we could do. Anyway, guys, so we got about a little bit more time left here. Oh, that was in 1997 when I Got a Crush on You came out. And so we are old school, new school, mid school. You know, old school. I love the old school, and so I love it all actually. And so I want to play you something that's old school to me. I was just a kid when this song came out. So here we go on Solar Records Radio, Mr. The Jackson.
Trying to shine. me.
Talk it to 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 me.
Ooh, baby, I started up again, but I can't stop it.
Talk it to me.
Ooh, talk it to me.
Talk it to me.
Ooh, talk it to me.
Talk it to me.
Hey, talk it to me.
Talk it to me.
Oh,
I tell you, man, that song, man, that is a song. And, you know, it's, and don't get me wrong, I've been playing a lot of songs. That's what I love about Throwback Thursday. I get to play songs, man. And these are it's for me, I'm just saying thank you to all the writers and the producers that gave us such these great songs that I get to play on Throwback Thursday and get to celebrate your writing skills. I mean, because, you know, it's I can play whatever I want. And so I choose what I feel and what feels good to me and what I think feels good to the listeners. And so thank you so much for your ability to sit down, to spend the time to create these amazing songs. We have been blessed throughout our whole show just listening to your work. And so thank you, guys. Thank you to everyone who participates in the writing of these songs. I mean, you just think about the song that just went off, that lyric, you know, and Greg just, he has it up there, and it's just amazing. I mean, you just, it's hard to understand, like, what is it? What are they saying here? What is going on? If you listen to the words in the song and not just get caught up in the groove, see the groove and the melody, that's the musical part of the song, right? And so sometimes we get caught up in the musical part of the song and we don't really pay attention to what we're saying or what they're saying. And we know the chorus, love you inside now, backwards and forwards, with my heart hanging out, right? We know that part, but the verses, you really need to listen and pay attention. The verses are so in depth, it's so deep, and some songs are just so powerful, and I just want you to just take a listen to it. I think Greg posted it on the page, so just go and take a listen to the song and read along with the words. I'm just telling you guys. I'm just sharing. You know, it's something that I believe. Yes, Greg, I could play that song. So Greg is like me when it comes down to the lyrical content. I mean, we are listening and it's just, you know, one of those things. And like he just picked out my graduation song, right? My graduation song. And that song, Harvest to the World, is just one of those amazing songs that we just kind of let go. But it does something for back then when I was just a kid. I was just such a young kid. I was in the 12th grade and we were graduating. And so we were all standing there. And so they were like, okay, so play the song. And so I was in the 12th grade. And so I played, you know, we started, and then we started doing the song. But as we were playing the song, I remember tears coming out of my eyes because I was like, wow, this is it. They are basically telling us that we are the harvest to the world, that we should go out and bless the world, that's our gig. And so do you really want to do that? Do you want to be a harvest to the world? Do you really want to do that? And so, you know, it broke my heart. And I was like, yes, I really want to do that. I really want to see that happen. I did my best as a human being. How about you? How about you guys? Like, you know, did you, like, this was I graduated in 1976. And so it's from 76 until 2023. That's a lot of years. And I don't know, You know, like some of it I screwed up here and there, but that's my nature. That's human nature. We're gonna drop the ball periodically. But did you do good? How did you do? If you graded yourself, like right, how did you do? And so, and don't feel bad. Don't feel bad if you didn't do great, because at this point you can take it from here. You can just take it from here and do great, do good things and be a blessing. You know, it ain't over until it's over, right? So, but anyway, I just wanted to say, listen to the words in the songs, like especially the old school songs. Man, I'm telling you, it's powerful, it's beautiful, and I enjoy it very, very, very much, and I'm grateful that God has blessed me with, you know, these opportunities to find these songs and be a blessing. So I will play the song that Greg is talking about, and because I love it, I really do. And but in the meantime, I want you guys to know that we are so grateful that you tuned in and you hung out with us today. How blessed are we that we have you hanging out with us? So thank you so much for hanging out with us here at Solar Records Radio. We love and appreciate you, and we honor you, and we just want you to know that, you know, you're good with us, and we want to do whatever we can to be a blessing to you. And let's see, I want to, trying to wait for Don Fleming, but he is on fire. He's fired. Not on fire. I'll put him on fire. He's supposed to be calling in. But anyway, guys, thank you so much again for hanging out with us today and tuning in to Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you very, very, very much. And we love you guys. And you're so good. God is so good to us. You know, sometimes you get a little emotional because God is so good all the time. And so I want to play this song from my graduation, my high school graduation. And we all left there feeling like we were going to change the world. We were going to do something. And I pray that I did something that blessed someone. I know that I have children. I know that, you know, they all are grown now and they have their own children. I feel like, you know, that's part of my contribution. I feel like I wrote some great songs, and maybe in some of the songs that I wrote, that maybe it blessed you guys and it kept you on the right road, and or just kept you positive and made you feel good about yourself. I just pray that God just blesses you through whatever it is that I may have done. I do my praise show every Sunday. I try to reach out to people all the time and share what I learned in church. Not that I'm a preacher. I am just sharing what I learned. And so God is good like that. And so all we got to do is just try, take our step, take that first step, and God will bless you. And so just remember, it's never too late. Just do what you got to do. Okay. And so that you could look back and go, okay, I did do something. I did, God, I did do something. And you could feel good about it. All right, here we go on Solar Records Radio, Harvest.
Together, everyone agrees.
We're up and out of here. May God bless you and keep you and take care of you. Take care of yourselves and enjoy, okay? And we'll see you here again on Solar Records Radio tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard. All right, peace out. Later, Greg. Later, everybody. Good night.
So fine. So fine. Don't mind.
Hey, fellas.